What they're saying is that if facilities of embassies or consulates are not used for the purpose, they will storm. Any country comes and says, you are not using your territory properly. And so here I am, and I invade your territory because I want to take that citizen for any reason. That's what they're threatening to do.
It is looking increasingly likely that the British troops will in fact storm that embassy. What will happen next if that does happen?
That'll be something that the international community has to deal with. With this unfriendly and hostile action, we have already asked the United Nations to be aware of what's happening. And now we are a law-abiding country, subject to international conventions that we respect, and so we have to ask those organizations of the international organized and civilized community to take care of this action of some people from the Foreign Office.
Some pro-Assange activists, including his mother, Christine, have called Britain's threats an act of war. Do you think your country and your government see it that way?
Well, our minister has said that it is hostile and unfriendly, and that we are going to display all the diplomatic actions necessary to counteract this threat.
What diplomatic options are open to you?
We have always been open to any rational and friendly solution to any problem. But this threat of just storming our embassy is something that the diplomatic community and all the international organizations have to deal with.
Why has Ecuador taken a particular interest in Julian Assange's case? Why offer him support?
Because he has come and asked for our protection in our embassy. And once in the embassy, you know, any country has not, it's not discretionary. If someone comes to your mission and asks for protection because he says that he's in danger, you have to give him the protection. And then he has applied for political asylum, and our government is considering the application that he has made for political asylum. It's not a special interest in this citizen, or it would be the same with any other person from any other nationality or of origin, because it's a humanitarian duty that we have to just comply with.